This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Haiti's interim government has asked for the U.S. to deploy troops to protect key infrastructure as it tries to stabilize the country and prepare the way for elections in the aftermath of the assassination of President Jovenel Moïse. The interim prime minister, Claude Joseph, told the Associated Press that we definitely need assistance, and we've asked our international partners for help. He spoke just hours after the head of Colombia's police force said that the Colombians implicated Moïse's assassination were recruited by four companies, and they traveled to the Caribbean nation and two groups via the Dominican Republic. U.S. President Joe Biden says that he has again made clear to Russian President Vladimir Putin that Moscow must crack down on cyber criminals acting in Russia. We get details from AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
When they met last month in Geneva, the president told Putin he must act, but cyber attacks continue. And during an hour-long call, the president says he gave Putin a reminder.
When he planned tomorrow's operation, he's coming from his story, even though it's not sponsored by the state. Expect them to act if you give them enough information to act on who that is.
The president tells reporters the talk went well and he's optimistic. But when asked if there will be consequences for cyber attacks,
yes.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
There is more at VOAnews.com. Again, that is VOAnews.com. This is VOA News.